I think one of the first, very first definitions I have read comes from Denny Brown, again, an excellent researcher, clinician, who's written some very, very good books that made me think about what I was reading. And the understanding in the original definition was some sort of stiffness towards the end of passive stretching, and there is an increased amplitude stretch reflex. So you notice spasticity is linking two together. This is a concept of breaking up the upper motor neuron as the abnormal reflex is a separate feature and stiffness is a separate feature, didn't exist in the definition that Denny Brown proposed. And this is 1966.